We're in the middle of Torah Lamed Dalet in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 111, the right-hand column, almost halfway down the page, paragraph Vav. In this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal so far spoke about a few items. Number one, he started off by saying that the Taivos Rois that a person has, the evil desires that a person has, which Rabbeinu Zal nicknamed Cherpois, Cherpois means shame and embarrassment, that breaks a person's heart, meaning it damages a Jew's heart. And Rabbeinu Zal said the tikkun for that, the tikkun for those things that damage a Jew's heart, is for the person to be able to connect to the nekuda that applies to them at that time. This was a very important point that Rabbeinu Zal made up front, and he's going to discuss three possible nekudos, three possible connections: a connection to a tzaddik, a connection to friends, and connecting to yourself. A person connecting to their own words, their own mouth speaking to their heart, whether it be in words of tefillah, a person speaking the burim of tefillah, and their own words crashing into their heart and affecting the heart, or Diburim of Torah, also affecting the heart, going into the person's heart. Rabbeinu Zal says that at different times, a person needs to connect to different ones of these three nekudos. Connect to a Rebbe, to a tzaddik, to connect to friends, and to connect to yourself. And Rabbeinu Zal says that these connections are what help a person to be misakin these taivos rois, this yetzahora shebalev, all the problems of the heart. Then Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that the tzaddik has memshola. The Torah writes about Yosef HaTzaddik that he was a shalit. Shalit means a ruler. And Rabbeinu Zal says he has the authority to do whatever he wants, the tzaddik, specifically in two areas. Number one, he has the ability to shine into the heart of every single Jew, lohoir ulehisoirer, Belev Bnei Yisrael, to shine into and awaken the heart of every Jew to serve Hashem. And number two, the tzaddik's memshola is in the fact that he has this mole pum. Rabbeinu Zal said that the tzaddik's mouth is mole with elokus, it's full of heavenliness, and because the mouth is the ikar kli shefa, the pasuk says, Vivorech eschem kasher dibor lechem, Hashem blesses a person according to the dibur. The tzaddik is who has the super shleimus hadibur, he can be the super source of bracha and shefa for everybody. So the memshola is in two areas. Number one, in the ability to help every single Jew in avodas Hashem, to arouse them and awaken them and shine into them a desire to serve Hashem. And number two is in providing shefa. That's the tzaddik. That's the tzaddik. Then Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that on a different level, every single Jew is a bechinas tzaddik. The pasuk says, "Va'amech kulam tzaddikim," that the whole Klal Yisrael, every person has a nekuda of tzaddik in them, and every Jew is also a moishel. We said that Yosef hu ashalit, that a tzaddik is a ruler. The pasuk says, "Yisrael mam shaloisov," that every single member of Klal Yisrael can also be considered a ruler in a sense. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, it's also important for each and every single Jew to know that they have to turn to every single other Jew to receive these same things from them, to receive the nekuda. That's the word that Rabbeinu Zal uses here, the term nekuda, which Rabbi Nosson Zal, Likutei Halachos, describes that nekuda as emuna. He describes it as the pintel tzaddik in every person, the pintel of emuna. That nekuda, which a person has to receive from the tzaddik, he also has to receive from all of his fellow Jews. And Rabbeinu Zal says, just as the tzaddik has this memshola with his mouth, that his koyach hadibur, because his mouth is full of elokus, he can provide shefa for people, so too every Jew, to a degree, has that ability. Because Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, not just to the tzaddikim, to Klal Yisrael, harchev picho va'amalehu, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Which means that every Jew has the ability on his level to have this peh mole, to have this peh mole with elokus, and to have this peh mole with shefa. then Rabbeinu Zal, one of the vowels in the Hebrew alphabet, correspond to a different sphera, a different midah of Hashem. The midah of Hashem that corresponds to tzaddik, which is yesoid, the nekuda of that midah is malupum. Malupum, which is a vav and a dat inside of it. And Rabbeinu Zal started explaining to us what this malupum represents. First of all, we said it's made up of two words, mole pum, referring to a shlemus hadibur that the tzaddik has, a shlemus hadibur in tefillah and in Torah. And now we're continuing from where then Rabbeinu Zal also said that the malupum represented chokhma and bina, because the dat, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the vowels, in the aleph bays, they're made up of dots and dashes. A dot is a yud. In terms of numerical value, when we do gematrias on the vowels, each dot is a yud, which means a segoil, for example, which is three dots, has a gematria of 30. It's as if it were three yuds, because a yud is basically also a dot. No, it's all black, you know, no major kunzen. Whereas a dash is a vav. Vav being a numerical value of 6. So that this malupum, which is a yud and a vav, Rabbeinu Zal says yud is chachma. We know that the yud of Hashem's name, yud ke vav ke, represents chachma. And bechlal, yud is 10, which represents the 10th sphera from the bottom up, which is chachma. And vav, in this case, Rabbeinu Zal says, represents bina. Because bina represents a person taking chachma and running with it. Being able to use it to help other people with. It's nachal noivea mekor chokhma. It's a stream that flows from chokhma. So if chokhma is a dot, and if we take that dot and stretch it and pull it, the hamshocha is a vav. A vav represents a tzinor, a pipe, with which we're mamshich the chokhma from one person into another person, or kavyocho from Hashem into people. And Rabbeinu Zal said that if we say about the tzaddik, that the tzaddik is malupum, then one thing you have to know about the tzaddik, that the tzaddik must have chokhmah and bina. That in order for a person to be classified as tzaddik, he's got to have this dat and the vav, the chokhmah and the bina. And Rabbeinu Zal brings proof. That's why we see by Yosef HaTzaddik, that when the Torah talks about the fact that Paroi appointed him as leader of Mitzrayim, where it says that he was shalit, it also says that ein novoin v'chokham kamoicha. There's nobody with as much bina and chokhmah as you. Because in order to be tzaddik, in order to be shalit, he has to have the chokhmah and bina. Just as we mentioned, that this whole thing is represented in Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke. The Vov is the tzaddik. The He at the end represents the Malchus, which the tzaddik possesses. He's plugged into that Memsholo Shalit, and he's also plugged into the Yud and K in front of him, which is the Chochman Bina. He's the one that through his Chochman Bina, he's Shoilet. He has Memsholo. Now we're up to Ois Vov. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ubechinas Malupum Yesh Bechlolois Ubeprotois. This concept of Malupum applies on different levels. It applies in a general level and in a detail level. For example, Ki aseres hadibrois im haluchois hu bechinas malupum. The Torah itself is a malupum, because the Torah was given by Hashem to Bnei Israel in the form of malupum. It was given as 10 commandments, aseres hadibrois, that's the yud, and it was given on tablets, on luchois, which the Gemara says in Baba Basra, v'haluchois, ork shehem yud, v'haluchois heim vov. The aseres hadibrois are 10, and the tablets themselves are a vov. Kamay shamra chazal, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, v'haluchois orkon shisha, v'rochpon shisha. That the dimensions of the tablets were 6 by 6, which is the letter vov. Vav is pronounced like two vavs. Vav with a comets and then a vav. So we see that the Torah is a malupum. Just as the tzaddik is malupum, the Torah is malupum. Next. V'ha-Torah im ha-oilam gamkein yud-vav. And if you take the combination of the Torah plus the world, it's also a concept of a yud and a vav. Ki ha-Torah hi yud. The Torah, in general terms, is represented by Yud. Shenikras, Reishis Chochma. The Torah begins with the word Bereishis. And the Targum, the Zohar HaKadosh says, B'chochmasa, with Chochma. So that the Torah is a package of Chachma, and Chachma is the letter Yud. Also, we find that the Torah begins with Beis and ends with Lamed. And in the Sefer Yetzirah, it says, Lamed Beis Nesivois HaChachma, that there are 32 paths of Chachma, which represent the Torah. That's this whole Torah beginning with Beis and ending with Lamed. So we see that the Torah in general is Chachma, the Ha'olam Huvav, and the world is represented by the Vav, Shenivra B'sheishas Yemei HaMaaseh, because the world was created in 6 days. So we see that the Torah and the world represent a malupum together. V'tzadik im Yisrael hem gamkein yudvov. And so too the combination of the tzadik plus B'nai Yisrael also are represented by a malupum. Ki tzadik hu yud. The tzadik is represented by the letter yud. Ki hatzadikim hem nikroim chachmei hoedah. Because tzadikim are called the wise men of B'nai Yisrael. They're called the eyes. Einei hoedo, and the einayim al shem hachochma nemru, the Gemara says, vatipokachno einei shneim, pikeach means a chochem. So the tzadikim are called the chachomim, that's the letter yud, v'Yisrael heim bechinas vov, shehem tamchei oiraisa. And Klal Yisrael, on a whole, are represented by the letter vov, because they represent the pillars that support the Torah. V'nikroim vovei ho'amudim. And the Zohar HaKadosh calls that, in the Mishkan, they were the pillars that supported the Mishkan. So here, and the term for it was vovei ho'amudim. The letter vov represents a pillar, something that's straight and tall. So too, Klal Yisrael, on a whole, their mission is to uphold the tzaddik, or to uphold, to support the tzaddik or the tzaddikim. So they represent the vov. Ve'itzel kol echot miYisrael b'fnei atzmoi yesh gam kein b'chinas yud vav. And so too, within each and every single Jew, there is also found this yud and the vav. Yud al shem ha'peh. The mouth of a person is represented by the letter yud. Kamay shekosuv pi yedaber chochmois. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, my mouth speaks chochma. Vov al shem vehegois libi tvunois. And the vov in each Jew is the person's heart. The pasuk says that the thoughts of my heart are tvuna. And tvuna is miloshin bina, which we learned earlier was the vov, the nachal noivea, whose mokar is chochma. Shehu bechinas luchois. The heart of a Jew represents the luchois, the tablets. Shehem vov, which we, kanal, as we said earlier, the luchois were vov. The Pasuk says, Kosvom al luach libecho. Write the words of the Torah on the tablets of your heart. So we see that the heart is referred to as luchos. The luchos were the vav before. So that a person's own mouth and heart also represent the yud and the vav. This connection between the yud and the vav. Now Rabbi Nezal says, this next paragraph is going to be a little bit deep. We have the benefit that our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha explained this in the Likutei Moran Shiurim that he gave on tape, so that hopefully we'll be able to make it perfectly clear. If anybody pays attention, they're going to hear some words that sound very deep, but on our level we should be able to understand this. Rabbi Nezal says, Ukishahalev, Hainu Bechinas Vov, Bechinas Luchois, Hu Meshuka Bi Ahavois Rois. When a Jew's heart, which is the luchos, it's the tablets, as we said earlier, kosvam al luach libecha, which is the vav. When a Jew's heart falls into ahavois rois, which means bad desires, the person likes what they're not supposed to like, what Hashem doesn't want them to like, hainu cherpois ubizyoinois, this represents shame and embarrassment, hanikro orlas lev, which is called the orla of the lev, the schmutz of the heart. Azai hu bechinas shivrei luchos. Then the condition of that person's heart is called shivrei luchos. The heart is messed up. It becomes broken, like the tablets were broken. V'cherpo hu bechinas orlo. And Rabbi Nezal says this term, cherpo, which means shame, is synonymous with orla, which means stuffed up, a stuffed up heart in a sense. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, loy nuchal loseis esachoseinu leish asher loy orlo ki cherpo hilonu. The brothers of the sons of Yaakov Avinu said that they can't give their sister Dina to Shechem They said, we can't give her to a man who has an orla, who hasn't had a bris milah, ki cherpo hilono, because it would be a shame to us. So in this pasuk, we see it puts cherpa and orla together. It's a cherpa that he has an orla. So we see that both of these are synonymous. V'hu bechinas ahava nefula u'shvura. This is a concept, this concept of orla and cherpa is a concept of an ahava pogum, when a person's love is misdirected. They direct their love in places where it doesn't belong. Now Rabbi Nizal explains something that's very deep from the Kisvei Arizal. Ki yodua, it's known, shahayetzahora v'haklipois nishavim min shviras kelim. It's brought that kaviyochel, when Hashem first created the world, in the beginning, all that there was Hashem. And kaviyochel, Hashem is known as Oyer Ein Soif, infinite light. In order for Hashem to do creation, part of what was necessary for there to be a creation was kaviyochel, for Hashem to be able to put that light, to put infinity into kelim, into finite. Now that right away is a contradiction in a sense. If you're talking about infinite, infinite has no place within finite. And for this reason, the Arizal explains that kaviyochel, even though Hashem wanted this to be done, in a sense it couldn't be, so that therefore there was a shvira. In a sense, kaviyochel, when Hashem did this, when Hashem put his light into kelim, those kelim being the sfirois, his midois, chesed, gvurit, all of those things, the kelim couldn't handle it, and they burst. From that bursting of the kelim, from that shvira sakelim, that those broken kelim resulted in a possibility of tumah, a possibility of yetzahara, a possibility of klipois, because broken kelim represent, in a sense, something bad, something negative. From that, there became a potential for Yetzihara and Klipois. Umuva be'etz chayim, and it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, ki shviras klei hachesed naflu el bino debriya. Kaviyochel, when Hashem, we speak about a concept of several worlds. Kaviyochel, there are four basic worlds that the Arizal talks about. The Olam Ha'atzilus, which is the highest of the four worlds. Miloshen Eitzel, closest thing to Hashem himself, Kaviyochel. Then there's the Olam Ha'briya, which is the next world down, which is Kaviyochel, it's called the world of the throne of Hashem. Then there's the Olam Ha'yitzira, which is the third level down, which is the world of the angels. And then there's the Olam Huasiya, which is the world that humans live in, the world that we live in. The Arizal explains that kaviyochel, when this Shviras HaKelim took place, in each world there are basically two sections. Each world has in it the 10 Sfirois. So let's say in the Olam Huatzilus, there's Keser Chochma Bina Chesed Gvura Tiferes Nesachod Yisoid of Atzilus. In the Olam HaBriya, there's the 10 Sfirois of Briya. The Arizal explains that when this Shvira took place in Atzilus, in the highest level, it couldn't affect the three upper Sfirois. They are too holy and too pure to have been affected in any way whatsoever by this Shvira Sakelim. So where the effects began were from the Chesed of Atzilus. That's where this Shvira Sakelim was first felt. And the Arizal explains that the Shviras Kli Chesed of Atzilus, kaviyochel, again, we're only saying this to be able to understand for ourselves in physical terms. This doesn't have anything to do with physical. But kaviyochel, if we pictured a physical glass containing water on one level, and the glass shatters, the Arizal explains that the broken pieces of glass, the broken keli, Kli Chesed, fell into the Bina of Bria. It fell down a level outside the world of Atzilus, down all the steps of Atzilus, from Chesed to Gvura to Teferes to Netzach to Hoid to Yisoid to Malchus of Atzilus, and then out of that into Bria, all the way down into the Bina of Bria. That's where the broken Keli Chesed of Atzilus fell. It fell to Bina of Bria. This sounds like gobbledygook. Rabbi Nizal is going to make very clear, practical sense. You're going to see how this applies to us.
This Pesach has three spheres. It's only the Pesach, the first one,
Chesed of Atzilus felled. There was, that's where the Shvira first began. In other words, the upper three spheres of Atzilus, there couldn't be any Shvira. So when the Chesed of Atzilus burst Kaviyochel, the broken pieces of Keli fell into Bina of Bria. Whereas, V'ho'oir HaChesed, whereas the light of Chesed itself of Atzilus, Nishar B'yesoid Da Atzilus. That didn't fall that far down. The light is a higher level. The light remained in Yesoid of the Olam HaTzilus. In other words, the light which was originally in Chesed fell down the stairs, Kaviyochel, it fell down into Yesoid of Atzilus. Shehu Bechinas Tzadik Yesoid Olam. We always say that the word Yesoid is synonymous with Tzadik. So the light of Chesed of Atzilus fell into the hands of the Tzadik, Kaviyochel. Nimtzo, Rabbeinu Zal says, what is this referring to now for us? This is terminology that the Arizal uses. Now apply it to Chassidus. Rabbeinu Zal says, Nimtzo she'ahavois ro'ois boim mishviras klei ha'chesed. When chesed, the word chesed and ahavo are synonymous. The concept of kindness, love and kindness, toiras chayim v'ahavas chesed. There are many places where those two words are used together, ahavo and chesed. So if we talk about ahavo, we're talking about chesed. If we talk about shviras chesed, shviras kli chesed, we're talking about ahavo shvura. We're talking about messed up ahavo, that the ahavo got messed up. So Rabbeinu Zal says, nimtzo she ahavois ro'ois boem mishviras kli chesed. Because the kli chesed was broken, that's how it became possible for there to be messed up ahavos, misplaced ahavo. V'zeh shetirgeim unkelus ki cherpo hilonu arei chasudo hulonu. This is why if you look at the Targum on that pasuk, when the brothers of Dina said that it would be a shame for us to give away our sister to a man who's an orel, the Targum on the word cherpo is chasudo. The shame is by the chesed, meaning ki hacherpo hainu orla slave hainu ahavos ahavos rois. This cherpo, which we said earlier was synonymous with orla slave, both of those were in the same pasuk, which is ahavos ahavos rois, nase mishviras kli chesed. It came about because the kli chesed were broken. The kli chesed were broken means the ahavo got messed up, which results in cherpo. Are chasuda hilonu, when the chesed is pogum, it results in cherpois, taivois rois, which are synonymous with shame, embarrassment. When a person likes what they're not supposed to like, that's the most embarrassing thing, because if they get caught, Rabbeinu Zal says it comes to certain sins, certain taivois rois, if a person knew, in other words, imagine the shame and embarrassment that a person experiences when they get caught committing that type of sin. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Kize nire b'chush. This is something that every person can see. She'al kol pshoim techase ahavo. That when it comes to any sins or any mistakes or anything that somebody does wrong, the ahavo smooths it over. If two people are close friends and one of them bumps into the other one or one of them does something wrong to the other one, the ahavo covers over the pesha. Even if a person is poishaya against his friend, azai enoy mecharfeu, the friend won't insult him back. If a close friend does something negligent even against you, you won't insult him. Ki ho ahavo mechase al kol pshoim. Because the nature of ahavo is that it covers over the pesha. It smooths over the mistake or the thing that the person did wrong to you. And when the bond of friendship and love between two people gets messed up, the avo gets broken, which means the chesed, the klei chesed get broken, then the person will insult the other person for doing something wrong. If somebody who you don't like, if the friendship disappeared, or if there is no friendship, and then that person does something wrong to you, you will insult him. Then there is cherpa. Ki hacherpa hu mishviras kli chesed kanal. Because cherpa comes from broken kli chesed. Ukishalev hu meshuka becherpa. And Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person's heart is steeped in cherpa, hainu ba'or laslev, b'china shviras luchois, meaning the person's heart is filled with avois rois and taivois rois, which is the concept of shivrei luchois, azai cherpa shavra libi. This cherpa breaks the heart. The heart becomes broken. It's not useful. It doesn't provide life. It doesn't keep the person alive. Ukisheme kasher halev, hainu bechinas vov kanal, lahayud, hainu nekuda shehu bechinas tzadik. And now, if this person takes his heart, his broken heart, his shviras kli chesed, and he attaches it to the oir of chesed, where did we say the oir of chesed was? In Yesoy the Vatzilus, by the tzaddik. If he takes his heart, which is messed up, and he brings it to the tzaddik, he's mekasher his lev to the nekuda, to the yud, the nekuda, which is the tzaddik that we spoke about earlier. Sheshom oir ho'ahavo hakadosho shoyre. That's where the light of ahavo, the chesed of Atzilus, that's where it is, by the tzaddik yisoy. Ki oir ha'chesed nishar b'yisoy d'atzilus. Because the light of chesed remained in the hands of yisoy of Atzilus, by the tzaddik. Azai nizbatel ho avois rois. Then the avois rois become nullified. They get fixed. Because what fixes the kli chesed? The oir of chesed. It's understood that anytime you have a keli and what's in it, the thing in it is what's intended to be mesakein the keli. Hainu orlas azayin is batel avois rois. The avois rois become a race. The taivus rois hainu acherpois. Hainu orlas haleiv ki hatzadik shehu nekuda sheshom shoyre ho ahavu akdoisho. Because the tzadik who represents the nekuda that we spoke about earlier, where in that nekuda is found this ahavu akdoisho, pure love, unadulterated love. By him, the ahavu is not misplaced, but it's placed in all the proper places. The tzaddik is the one who can say, Niflesi ahavos choli me ahavas noshim. Like David and Yonason said to each other, that their love was so strong, it was stronger than ahavas noshim. Where the ahavo hakdoisha exceeds and nullifies all the ahavois rois and taivois rois. Then that oyer ha'avov, the tzaddik, yoyer lahavov, will shine. The nekuda shines into the vov, which is the person's heart, shehu bechinas lev. We said the lev is the luchos, which is the vov. V'niz batel hacherpa, and the cherpa becomes erased. Hainu orla slev, the orla slev becomes removed. Ki al kol pshoim techase ahavo. This is what we said earlier, that whenever there's pshoim, the ahavo smooths over and eliminates the pshoim. Ki shom shoyre ahavo akdoisha. Because there, by the Yesoid, by the Tzaddik, that's the center of Ahavo HaKdoisha. He's the one who has the purest, most unadulterated love. Because the Oyer of Chesed fell into the hands of the Tzaddik Yesoid. He's the Balabais of the Oyer of Chesed, which means the Oyer of Ahavo. He's the one who has the Ahavo B'Shleimus. And I'll call Pshoim Techase Ahavo. If a person needs a blowtorch to burn away their Pshoim, person's heart is filled with Pshoim, the blowtorch that blows away the Pshoim is Ahavo. The Tzaddik, being a center of Ahavo Dikdusha, he has what it takes to wipe out the person's Pshoim, which means the Cherpois, which means the Taivois Rois, which means the Orla Salev. He's the Nekuda that shines into the Vov. Nekuda represented the Chochma. The Nekuda represented the Tzaddik, we said earlier. The Tzaddik was the Yud. Chachmei Ho'eda, they were called. He's the Chachmei Ho'eda, the Yud, who's Mesakein the Vov, the Libois of Bnei Yisrael, the hearts of Bnei Yisrael.
In fact, you said that this Oyer is by the Tzaddik. That's built on the side of Atzilus.
Which Oyer?
Originally, that was in the...
Oyer of Chesed, which means the Ahavo Hakdoisha.
So, when Rabbeinu Zal said here that the Shvira, the clay itself, fell to the
Bina.
We didn't
explain that exactly. When we said that the Shviras Kli Chesed fell to Bina of Bria, Bina is synonymous with the heart. Ubo Halev Maven. So that the Shviras Kli Chesed, which was synonymous with Chayvois Rois and Cherpois and all of that fell into Bina. So the place where all the Avois Rois fell were into the lave of the ones on the lower level. Whenever we talk about a tzaddik, a Rebbe and Talmud, you're talking about an upper level and a lower level. So the tzaddik versus his constituents is Atzilus versus Bria. So by them, the Shviras Kli Chesed is in their hearts, in their Bina. And by him, the Chesed Digdusha, the Oyer HaChesed, is in his Yesoid. It's in his power of Tikkun HaBris, his Shleimus of Tikkun HaBris, his Mole Pum, the Bris Halah, is what...
Another benefit of the attachment to Tzaddik, who is in the highest way.
He's showing that... Rabbeinu Zal showing that the whole concept of the kesher between Bnei Yisrael and the Tzaddik is based on this item, based on this explanation that the Arizal gives of what took place in Briyas Olam, and the Arizal presents it in words which you think have no connection to the human kingdom. And Rabbeinu Zal takes those Kabbalistic terms and shows you how that applies to Klal Yisrael, how that applies to Bnei Adam. That this terminology that the Arizal is using about the Sphirois and the Eilomois actually affects every single Jew and the relationships between Jews.
The question, first of all, has the person who connected to me received this Abba from the Tzaddik that he has? And number two, the Arizal mentioned before about the Chiyuv that had receiving the clue also from a friend and also from himself. So if it was ours by the Tzaddik and himself, what can a person get from a friend?
Going to explain. Both questions are going to be answered. The first answer is going to be through the mouth, dibur, as we're going to see in paragraph Ches, and as Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes in Likutei Halachos, that he said before, Molei Pum. The whole connection here was Molei Pum. That he said, the whole ability of tzaddik is his shleimus hapeh, that is pez Molei Elikus, which means, and pi edaber chochmois. The nekuda was the chochma. It can only be transmitted through the peh. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal says on Likutei Halachos, there's no such thing as Yiddishkeit without a peh. Torah v'dibarta bom. Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos shows the Kriya Shema, v'yohavto es Hashem alekecha, that's this Ahavo Akdoisha. The Hashem Echod is the Nekuda. V'yohavto es Hashem alekecha is this Ahavo Akdoisha. V'dibarta bom. The whole key is the dibur. The only way that this is transmitted is through dibur. The kesher to a tzaddik is talking to him and hearing his words. The kesher to a friend is talking to him. People can be neighbors; they lived one door away from each other, don't talk to each other for 10 years, no kesher whatsoever. They get no credit for being neighbors because they didn't talk. There wasn't dibur. Rabbeinu Zal talks about adabro no sholoim boch, that the true sholoim is a sholoim sheyesh loy dibur, sholoim sheyesh loy peh. The sholoim has to have a peh, and that's going to be the whole punchline of this Torah, that the whole chiyus, the whole transmission of nekuda, the whole tikkun of the avos rois, is only through the peh. And tefillah, the nekuda mineu bei, is pi yedaber chochma, is hispoidus, which is daiko bepeh, Rav Nosson Zal says. This can only be accomplished through the peh. That's the punchline here.
The person needs a keli to receive this from friend or tzaddik. Keli to receive this light. Is there anything people could hear?
Right.
So what has
the lave. The lave. That's what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here. That the place of the avois rois and these cherpois is in the person's heart. And the person has to connect his heart to the tzaddik's mouth. Or his heart to the friend's mouth. Or his heart to his own mouth. And we're gonna see those connect. Rabbeinu Zal is gonna bring when he quotes the Gemara here. When he quotes a pasuk here, the connection between the peh and the lev, the dafka. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, as a side note in a sense, and sort of summarizing what we just said. This is what the Gemara says in the Dorim. Hashem wanted to bring forth kahuna from Shem ben Noach, because Shem was a very big tzaddik. What aspect of tzaddik? The Gemara says he was noilad mohul. He was born with a bris mila already, which showed that he had this bechin of tzaddik. If he's tzaddik, we said before that the ahavo hakdoisha is by the tzaddik. Kohen is bechinas ahavo. Kohen is bechinas chesed. Levi is gevura. Yisroel is Teferis. So Hashem wanted to bring forth the Kohuna originally from Shem, because Shem was the Tzadik Yisoid. He was Noilat Mohul. Ubishvil Shehigdim Birchas Avraham le Birchas Amokoim, and because he was Poigim in the pair, because his pair was not Mole Me'elukus, because he put Avraham Avinu in front of Hashem when he was giving a bracha, he blessed Avraham Avinu before he blessed Hashem, which in a sense was a pigam here. Notlo Mishem v'nosno l'Avraham. Hashem took away the kahuna from Shem and gave it to Avraham Avinu. Who is Avraham? Avraham Avinu again is the symbol of Ahava, Chesed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by Avraham Avinu, Ato Kohen Lioilam, you are my Kohen forever, you are the Mokar of Kohuna, Al Dibrosi Malki Tzedek. Because Malki Tzedek was Poigem in the Dibur, therefore he forfeited the Kohuna, and it was given away to somebody else. So we see that the kahuna, this nekuda, this ahavo agdoisha, is totally in the peh, in the dibur. V'zehu kishakadosh baruch hu nosan hakahuna lepinchas. And we find also that when Hashem gave over the kahuna to Pinchas, again, because he was noikem nekam bris, when Zimri and Cosby tried to commit an act of pigama bris in public, he took nekama on them. He showed that he was strongly against that. He was bechinas tzadik yisoid. So Hashem gave him the kohuna, the avo akdoisha. Omar Hashem said to him, hineni noisein loy es brisi sholoim. I'm giving him my bris of sholoim, ki hakohuna hi bechinas avo. Because kohuna is this concept of avo, who Avraham. Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Oyavoi. Avraham Oyavai in the Torah. Shoyre b'mokoyim bris sholoim. And this kahuna, which is synonymous with Ava, what's its address? Its address is in bris, in Yesoid. The Oyer HaChesed fell into Yesoid. Its address is by bris, Hainu Tzadik Yesoid Oilam. This is why the kahuna was given to the bris, to the Noikem Nekam bris, to Pinchas. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtza. Now Lamaisa. Now he's talking, we're coming down from the heavens back to earth. Nimtza, Shetzorich, Kolechot, Ledaber, Beinoi, Leben Koinoi. Each and every single religious Jew has to speak to Hashem. Kidei Sheyoyer, Bechinas Nekuda. In order to shine the Nekuda that's inside of him. Each and every single Jew, V'amech Kulam Tzadikin. Each and every single Jew has a Bechin of Tzadik inside of him. That Nekuda of Tzadik doesn't work, is inactive, unless he speaks. This is why Rabbi Nosson Zalman Likutei Halachos quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person learns without saying the words, that, Moitzayim Bepeh. The Torah says that the Kichayim Heim, the Torah gives life, Lamoitzayim, to one who gives it forth. The Gemara says, Lamoitzayim Bepeh, to one who gives it forth with his mouth only. Rav Nosson says, because this Nekuda comes only via the mouth. That's the punchline that's being made here. Kidei Sheyor Bechinas Nekuda Bechinas Pi Yedaber Chochmois. In order for a Jew's heart to be affected by his learning, or in order for a Jew's heart to be affected by his davening, he's got to say the words with his mouth. The Gemara says, "Hakoil mo'era hakavona." Kavona is the lave. Kavona is halave. So that when a person says the words out loud, the words of Torah or the words of Tefillah, that's what shines and that's what makes the tikkun for the heart, for this cherpois, these avois rois of the heart. Vaydeze nizbatel orlas liboy. That's how a person gets rid of the orla on his heart. Hainu cherpois, hainu avois rois. That's number one. Next, number two, v'gam tzorich kol odom ledaber im chaveroi b'yiras shamayim. So too, each and every single Jew must speak to their fellow Jew about Hashem, about fear of Hashem, about religion, about becoming more religious. Kidei lekabel hisoirus b'liboi mehanekuda shiesh b'chaveroi yoyser mimenu. In order for the person to receive in his own heart an awakening from the nekuda that his friend has that he doesn't have. Because we said before, every Jew has something that the other Jew doesn't have. How do you get it? By smelling him? No. By sitting on him? No. You get it by listening to him talk. And not listening with your ears. If his words go into your heart, That's when you got his nekuda. The way that a person receives a nekuda from somebody else is if they can open up their heart to be mekabel what somebody else is saying, to hear what somebody else is saying. Kamashikosuv umekablin dein min dein. They receive one from another. Because that item that his friend has that he doesn't have, that also represents this nekuda hakdosha that we're speaking about here, that's needed to be mesakein the lave, the avos rois of the lave. And in this nekuda is found a love, hanikra kohen, which is called kohen. That nekuda is a nekuda of av, it's a nekuda of kohen, it's a nekuda of emuna, it's a nekuda of tzaddik. All of those are one and the same. V'hanekuda hazois hu bechinas tzaddik legabi chaveroi. And that nekuda is that aspect of tzaddik that Reuven possesses that Shimon doesn't, that Shimon can only get from Reuven. V'hanekuda hazois meir lelev chaveroi hanikrovov. So that this nekuda that Reuven possesses, which is his yud, shines into Shimon's heart, which is Shimon's vav. That's the connection. That's how they both make up the malupum. Just like we saw earlier, that tzaddik and Klal Yisrael represent the yud vav. Every two Jews can make this malupum, and that kesher is what brings a hoylod of shefa. Just like we said before, harchev pichov amalehu, that the malupum molepum brings shefa. When two Jews are together, when there's two, there can be a hoylod. One can't be moiled. Two can be moiled.
What Rabbeinu just said, this paragraph about, it says everyone has to speak to his friend, Yerushalayim. Kidei lekabel haseres.
Right.
Isn't that, in other words, isn't he speaking to be mashpia, the
No,
the,
no. I believe that the word ledaber there is being used to refer to conversation. Every person has to have conversation with his friend because in order to get somebody else to talk to you, you have to talk to them.
So
especially, could be, that's why Rabbi Nizal uses this wording here, that very often what a person will be told by the tzaddik will depend on what the person will tell the tzaddik. A tzaddik can't, in most times, open up a conversation. It's to the degree that a person speaks to him, to the degree that a person talks, that's the degree that the person makes kalim for the tzaddik to have what to respond to, what to give the person. And so too with friends even. With friends it's the same way. To a degree that a person is open with a friend, they could make it possible for the other person to respond in kind.
So with a friend, it could be that this vav and yud keep interchanging.
100%, yes. 1 minute. One's the yud and the other one's the vav, and the next, while one is talking, he could be the yud and the other one the vav, and then he closes his mouth, the other one talks, and the roles are reversed. And so too by a tzaddik and talmidim. The Gemara says, umi talmida yosem ikulam, that in a certain bechina, the tzaddik is learning from his talmidim also. Now Rabbi Nizal says, v'chol hanekudos halolu, all of these nekudos that we spoke about, hainu, Hanekuda hanikra pida berchochmois. Number one, the nekuda of a person's own mouth, person speaking and his own heart hearing what he's saying. Vegam hanekuda sheyesh b'chol echad ma'ashein b'chaveiroi, and so too the nekuda that a person gets from his friend that he doesn't have. Heim anofim lahatzadik. Both of these are branches of the tzaddik. They're not items that are standalone, they're by themselves. They're also plugged into the tzaddik. Any toiv that any Jew has comes from the tzaddik. Shehu nekuda klolius shel kol Yisrael. He represents the nekuda klolius of the entire Am Yisrael, just like the Gemara says. A woman who gave birth to 600,000 in one shot was Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a klolius of the toiv of all 600,000 Jews put together. He has all 600,000 nekudos in him. So that every person's nekuda is plugged in and receives from the nekuda haklolius of the tzaddik. Shehakol tzrichen lekabel mitchilo mehatzaddik. Now Rabbi Nizal describes the sequence of events, the seder. The seder is, first, they have to receive from the tzaddik. V'yacharkach yikablu dein min dein. And after they receive from the tzaddik, then they receive from each other. And then v'chol echod yikabel minei ubei. And then each person receives from himself. Rav Nosson says in Likutei Halachos, you have the simplest example of this. A Rebbe giving a shir to Talmidim. If a shir is received properly, the way it happens is first all the Talmidim are sitting listening to the Rebbe. Then when the Rebbe finishes, if each Talmid is a bal gaiva, and he figures, I heard what the Rebbe said, and that's it. My connection is the Rebbe, I don't need anybody else, and that's it. He has what he has, and he goes home, and that's it. He got what he thinks he was supposed to get. Whereas the Gemara says, by rabbis of the Gemara, two rabbis were sitting in front of their Rebbe, two rabbis who were on a madrega to be Mechayim Esim, the Talmidim, in order to get their names mentioned in the Gemara says they had to be able to perform Tchias HaMesim, they had to be able to go up to heaven and come down alive, and those big, big tzaddikim sat in front of a Rebbe, and one person heard different from what another person heard. And if they didn't talk to each other, either one of them walked away with the wrong impression, or both of them walked away with the wrong impression. And if both of them got together and reviewed what the Rebbe said, and there was a debate between them, then they went back to the Rebbe and they got clarification, and both walked out smarter. Or between themselves, they talked it out, and they realized that neither one of them really understood it as well before they discussed it as when they finished talking about it. When they finished talking about it on their level and they shared their own impressions of what the Rebbe said, suddenly it opened up a whole new light to them. And that's still not enough. Because there's a third level that after that happens, each one has to go home, each one goes to his own house, the best of friends can't be together all day and night, etc. Each one has to go home and review for himself, learn over, chazer over for himself on his own, what he heard from the Rebbe, what he heard from the friend. And that's a shleimus in limud. That's considered a shleimus. That's this loyamusha mipicha umipizaracha umipizerazaracha. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Aloch in Yoredeya, which says that the chiyuv of limud haTorah is from a grandfather to a father to a son. That's a set. That's a shleimus. Because the Rebbe is the grandfather. He's the zokein. The Talmud, the Talmidim are the sons. And then this nekudas atzmoi, this that each person goes home and digests it themselves afterwards, that's the grandson. That's that third level. That's when there's a shleimus. And it's through all three of these. The tzaddik alone isn't enough. And the person alone isn't enough. And the friends alone aren't enough. If a person has all three of these, this is what's mevatel the cherpois. Hainu orla salev, hainu avois rois, v'zehu al kol pshoim techase avo. That's when the person has the avo that they need to erase all the pshoim. Kishom shoyre avo hakdoisho. Because in these nekudos, in these three nekudos, is where the avo hakdoisho shoyre. And Rabbeinu Zal said at the beginning of the Torah, each person has to know at each time where to receive from. There are certain times where the place to receive is from the Rebbe. Sholosh pomim bashono yeroe kol zechorcha es pnei Hashem alekecha. Three times a year, a person can say, what's the big deal? I'll go to my neighbor. I'll be a big tzaddik. I'll humble myself. Let my neighbor be my Rebbe. No. Hashem says, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, all of you close up shop and come to me. Come to the Rebbe and receive the Iker Heorah of the whole year, which is from the Beis HaMikdosh. That's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. Other times, there are other times during the year where if there's ever an opportunity for a person to learn with a chavrusa, that certainly takes precedence and priority over learning by themselves. That's the second level. And then, when the Rebbe isn't available and the chavrusa isn't available, a person is not free from learning. There isn't a Jew today, and there wasn't a Jew any day, that can't do something on their own. Today you have every sefer, everything imaginable, available in English, in Turkish. It's available on paper, on cassette, in video, in braille, in anything you want, where no person can say that they don't have the potential of all three nekudos, of getting it on all three levels. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zehu kishenoylad Yosef HaTzadik." Now we could understand why, when Yosef HaTzadik was born, Omro Rochel, his mother said, Osaf Elikim Escherposi. Now Hashem has eliminated my shame. V'tzadik is born, the nekud of tzadik comes forth, the cherpa goes bye-bye. Because when this nekuda is revealed, sheshom avo hakdoisha, where this avo hakdoisha is found, azayin is batel hacherpois. That causes the cherpois, the avois rois, to disappear. Hainu orla slave, hainu avois rois. V'zeh shekosuv etzel Yosef, and this is why it says about Yosef HaTzadik when he met up with his brothers, kifi hamedaber aleichem. When he finally revealed himself to them, at first they didn't know who he was. He was dressed up like the viceroy of Egypt. Then he said to them, hey, it's me talking to you. Kifi hamedaber aleichem, upirish Rashi, kifi kein libi. By me, by the tzaddik, the peh and the lev are perfectly connected. The kesher, he's the malupum, where the nekuda and the vav are perfectly plugged into each other. Kifi kein libi, that not lips are bisposov chibduni v'liboy rochik mimeni. Hashem says there are people who talk to Hashem, but the heart is somewhere else. They're not being mechaven, they're not concentrating when they're davening, that the brain and heart should be in every word that they're saying. And when they're talking to their friend also, they're not they're talking, but they're not really listening to what they're saying to understand, does this person want to know what I'm saying? Or doesn't, or do they not? Is what I'm saying useful to this person or not? If not, maybe I shouldn't say it. Stam to blabble, to talk and talk and talk and not say anything that's worth going into the heart, that's baloney, that's wasting words. The ikra dibur is words that have a place in somebody's heart. If it's worthy of going into somebody's heart, then it's worth saying. Hainu sheheir hanekuda shaloi bevov shaloi. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who succeeded in shining his nekuda, his peh, into his lave. Sheheir piyada berchochmois behegois libitvunois. By him, the connection between his peh and his own lave was perfectly beshlemus. Through all of his hispoidedus, during the time he was in jail, those years that he spent in jail, what did he do in jail? He didn't have video. It wasn't like today, we're in jail, they give you a video, TV, and you have 12 different programs and cable. Then what he did in jail was he had a lot of hispoidedus, and he brought about a tremendous shlemus between the peh and the lave. Uksivboy, and the Pasuk says about Yosef HaTzadik, Vayedaber Elibom, he was able to speak to their hearts. Pirish Rashi, Dvorim HaMesiyashvim Alalev, he was able to speak words that were able to go into the heart and settle in the heart. Hainu Sheheir HaNekuda Kloli Yisholoi Belev Kol Yisroel. He's able, the tzaddik is the one who's able to shine his Nekuda HaKloli, his Nekuda which is Koilel every Jew. He knows and has what to say to every Jew. He's able to shine it into their hearts. Nimtza Shalidei Sholosh Bechinoi Seilu. Hainu Hiskashrus LaTzadikim. Through these three levels, which means number one, attaching yourself to the tzaddik, v'heim yo'iru boy, and they shine into the person, kiheim hanekuda klolius Yisrael, because they represent the nekuda klolius of klal Yisrael, v'yo'iru esli boy, and they arouse the person's heart, v'gam alidei shidabrim chaveroi, and number two, by the person speaking with their friends, yochel gam kein kol echod v'echod lohoir ulohoir lev chaveroi, each and every single Jew has the ability to shine into and to awaken his friend. V'gam alidei atzmoi, and also by the person themselves, by themselves, shemedaber beinoi leben koinoi, he speaks to Hashem, his own personal tefillah, not when he's davening with a minion, besides tefillah b'tzibur, those tefillahs that are said, b'hisboidedus, badad, alone, and his own learning, also speaking to Hashem. There's nobody else in the room. Who's he talking to? He's talking to Hashem. When he's saying diburim of Torah, and nobody else is listening, Hashem is listening. Through all of these three, Yochel Gamkein Loires Lavovoi, this Dibur Beino Leven Koine can also arouse his heart. Aide Piedaber Chochmois, through this concept of Piedaber Chochmois, Vyoser Mimenu Orla Slave. And this is how the person removes from themselves the Orla Slave, which means all the bad thing, all the things in the heart that need to be cleaned out.
When a person listens to the Tzaddik speak, or a friend speak, so it's clear how the words, let's say, have a power to go into a person's heart. But what's the connection of a person speaking to Hashem of the words going into his own heart?
Because people don't necessarily know that one of the most important actions, one of the most important results of hispoidedus, of speaking to Hashem, is supposed to be that your heart hears what you're saying, And that's how the heart gets, that's how the Yetzer Toiv gets the strength to battle. Who gives a shear? How does the Yetzer Toiv get a shear or get the tools and the weapons and the bullets that it needs to shoot the Yetzer Hara? That's a person's own diburim of Torah and Tefillah. Every single word of Torah and Tefillah that a person speaks is loading the, is putting bullets into the revolver of the Yetzer Toiv. That's the whole concept of kavona in Tefillah. What do you mean? I'm talking to Hashem. Why should my heart be? The answer is because this, the Iker Kesher is between the Peh and the Lev. That's this Iker Kesher. The two Shechinas. Vatelachno Shtehen Yachtov, the Zohar HaKadosh says. The upper Shechina, which is the Lev, Bina, and the lower Shechina, which is Malchus, which is the Peh. To lock those two together, that's what gives a person the ability to do battle against the Yetzer Hara. That's what he's saying here. That the Iker residence of the Yetzer Hara in a place is in the heart, and the main tool, the place from where bullets come against the heart is the mouth. The person's own mouth, the mouth of their friend, and especially the mouth of the tzaddik. All three. Baruch Hashem. We didn't finish the Torah yet. The next paragraph is going to summarize the Torah. And on this chapter in Likutei Moran, there's thousands of Chidushei Torah in Likutei Halachos. I hope that we'll have some of it. Some of the things, this still all sounds up in the air. Rav Nosson's on Likutei Halachos shows you how every single basic mitzvah of a Jew is tied into this Torah in Likutei Moran. In terms of knowing what a mitzvah does and how it does it, this is the blueprint for it. It's a shame we should be zocha to do it.